gonna call them Ma, Sons, and Mama.
Uh-huh. What about your father's father? He'd be your
great-grandpa.
Uh-huh. Any other names for him?
Well, not anything but great-grandpals.
Uh-huh. Or your grandfather's wife would be
your great-grandma.
Uh-huh. And if you had two children, you might have a son and a
daughter.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Cradle, you call, or a bed.
It's got wheels on it, though.
Or it would be a stroller.
But the baby can lie down in it.
Or, well, it would be a cradle. Now, years back, they made what you call a cradle.
Mm-hmm.
You make it about that long and lay the baby down in it, and you could rock the baby.
Uh-huh.
And you call that a cradle.
Uh-huh. Well, what do they have nowadays that a baby can lie down in? Except it's on wheels,
I know what you're talking about, but I can't pronounce it good. Let's see, what'd you call that now?
Well, what would you call it?
I call it a baby bed, more.
That rolls?
Well, it do have rolls on it, but I just say baby bed.
Okay.
I said, take the baby and lay it in its bed.
And then you go out and
get it and stretch it out and roll and push it around.
Uh-huh. And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
What do you do before you walk?
Uh-huh.
He crawls.
Okay. And say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shape nose, you'd say that he
is future of his father.
Okay.
You say he have all the futures of his father, just like it.
Mm-hmm. What if he has the same mannerisms and the same behavior? You'd say that
he is really the same disposition, good disposition child, just like his father was.
Mm-hmm. And say if a mother's look after three children until they're all grown, you'd say that she's
tends to them and look after the children and take care of the children.
Or she's done what? She's what?
Raise them up.
Uh-huh. And if a child was misbehaving, you tell them, now if you do that again, you're going to get a
whipping. You're going to get a whipping.
Uh-huh. Any other thing you tell them besides?
Well, you could tell them on spanking. Uh-huh.
Which would be worse?
Huh?
Which would be worse?
If you do that again, I'll give you a spanking.
Uh-huh. Is a spanking worse than a whipping?
Well, both of them is about the same thing. Because any time the kitchen tan you back, they're good, you know. Your mother ever whip you?
Some. Not much. I was pretty good. If a woman were going to have a child, you'd say that she's
is in delicate state.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Yeah. You could say she with a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Could say since this one is with a baby.
Uh-huh. What would people say nowadays?
In delicate state, you know, that girl done got big.
Uh-huh. It's, when you say, she done got big, is that as nice as saying she's in a delicate?
Well, it's not nice, but it's an old way of saying it. That is the old way people, before they learned different kind of a language, talking nice, you know, like that. So, even they wouldn't show or you wouldn't know anything way back. But nowadays, you see, they have nicer ways to say it.
Mm-hmm.
She is in delicate state, you know.
What about she's pregnant?
Well, you could say, well, she's pregnant. That's what it was, pregnant, delicate state,